Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Working on Me. I said that so fast. Let me try to slow things down because sometimes I tend to be right off the bat, very whatever that means. I mean, it just means that I talk really fast. I don't know. Kind of ish, sort of. I don't know. When I have lots of, when I have a lot of like things going on in my brain, I just like kind of start to brain fart and then I just try to export everything. Also, listen to this. Okay. I don't know. That was just like some ASMR. This is the type of episode we're getting into today. Oh my gosh, I have a bruise on my leg. Crazy. That looks like a pretty intense bruise. I probably bumped it on a desk or I don't know what. That looks pretty gnarly. Ugh. Anyway, hi. Wait, I already said that. Unpredictable. That's the word. Unpredictable. That's what my week has been. It's a lot of constant battles, I guess, with me, myself, and I. But we have turned a new leaf. It is Sunday. We're starting new, fresh, and that's all I'm for. So today, Michael's getting baptized. I know. Amazing. Best thing in the world. I'm still kind of scared of it being an hour before, and then he's like, actually, no, I don't want to do this anymore. But I know he's a man of his word, and I, you know, it's just me being me and kind of being super cash about everything on the outside, but kind of freaking out on the inside. Yeah, I had a therapy session this week, so shout out to Dr. M. She really is ride or die. Anyway, so much to discover, so much to kind of lay on the floor, you know. I think for the most part, I was like, what are we going to talk about? What's on our minds? What's the 411? And I, on the top of my head, I just couldn't think of anything. And I was like, well, today's going to be a boring session, yada, yada. And then she asked me a question and it just opened Pandora's box and we were shooting off for the stars. Even at the end, I was like, there's no way this is the end of our session. Like, we need to keep going. Like, this is TED Talk vibes. I was kind of also reflecting on my whole entire journey, and I have come a long way, guys. I have come a very long way from, you know, oh my gosh, is it gonna get deep today? From, you know, being depressed every single day of my life and having suicidal thoughts. Maybe I should have a trigger warning in the beginning, but you know, having suicidal thoughts like every single day, you know, every day that I'm driving or every second I step in my car and I'm like on a bridge, I'm like, what if I just drive off? Yeah. And of course, you know, I drove on a bridge every single day on my way to work. Anyway, that's how I felt a lot of my life. And I think I gave you guys some backstory, but to talk about a full reflection, I came from a place that was that dark and that just, I don't even know. And I feel like to this day, I never really think of anybody else, but it was very much internal. Outside, I feel like a lot of people don't see the difference and don't see the change, but inside it's a whole 360. I'm telling you, when I started taking my antidepressants and like a week afterwards, 2 weeks afterwards, when I actually started working, because I went through this whole journey of trying different ones and all this stuff, and I just couldn't find the right ones. And it was so frustrating. But I think I tried at least like 7 different medications until I found the one. And it was an intense time. But anyway, after taking my medication for quite some time, then I woke up and I think it went 2 days without having like any suicidal thoughts or any like, you know, depression or loneliness or whatever. And I just I was driving. And I'm like, oh my gosh, did I just go through a bridge and not want to, you know, skirt off? Crazy. And so I just remember that moment, and it's just so beautiful because I think about how I didn't even know living without any darkness was an option. I didn't know that people go about their day and don't want to off themselves. Like random times of the day. But it just comes to show, like, that was my biggest, like, enlightening thing. And now, what has that been? It's been maybe 4 years or 5 years. Now I'm in a whole different place. And now I can't even start thinking about how, I mean, when I start thinking about how crazy my life was at that time, or how crazy my emotions were, not as much my life. Well, it was, but, you know, I don't even remember, like, who I was or what I was thinking, or, you know, and I do try to reflect on the thoughts and, like, my thought process, how they were before and now, but I also don't try to, like, dwell on them too much, just because I don't know. What's the point? But with all that, I just think about everything, and I think about how beautiful life is and how I'm in this place where I can go days without crying, you guys. I can go months without crying. The first time I've cried in maybe 2 months was last week. And that was just because, you know, woman body things, you know, I don't know. Just, I didn't even have a reason to cry. But it was so severe, guys. I was crying every single day. Whether I had a reason or not, I was crying every single day. Think about that. Think about how much water I wasted. Like, I could have used that water to hydrate my body. Instead, there were just, like, you know, oceans of tears. Yeah. And now I mean, the last time, of course, was last week. But before that, I don't think I can remember when I just cried out of nowhere. And crying at church, you know, it's crying at church that's different. At least for me, because that's just more of, like, happiness. That's more of, like, you know, joy and peacefulness. And, you know, but just crying out of, like, sorrow, despair, it has been since it's been a little bit. It's been a couple months. But that was because I was going through actual stuff. Anyway, I don't know. Point is, I am so glad to where, like, I am where I am. And honestly, I had a really extensive week, to say the least. And even reflecting on the week and, you know, thinking about the choices that I made, I feel a little bit of guilt, not gonna lie. But I don't feel, like, dragging remorse. It's going to be on my mind, like, the rest of my life, which was what would happen in the past. You know, I made one little mistake, or I did one thing that maybe I shouldn't have done. And I'll think about it 3 months later, and I'll still be mourning over it, and I'll still be thinking about it. And then, you know, other things come up. So it piles up and it piles up. And then turns out I'm still worried about that thing 3 months ago, and I don't even care about the rest of the stuff. But it's so crazy that at this point of my life, I can really envision myself letting go of the mistakes that I've done and just remembering that every day it's a new day, every hour is a new hour, every second. Like, I have the power, and God gives me the power to change that, to just change it within a quick second. I could be a total bitch in the morning, and sorry for the word, B-I-T-C-H, and I spell it out because I don't want to repeat it, and even though it's still kind of repeating it, but it's not repeating it. Anyway, I can be a total, you know, in the morning, but say at, like, 10, I don't know, something happens, and I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to be like that anymore. And just be completely different. Now, do I know what the difference is between that and being bipolar? No, I think it's a little bit. I mean, I don't know if that's like too drastic. I don't think that I've done that before. For me, it's like it still takes a week. I mean, I still, you know, day in, day out, there's just not enough time for me to regroup and regather, and I can't do it from second to second. I gotta do it, you know, my goal is to do it as soon as or even before I start having those thoughts. So just not even giving energy to those thoughts of, you know, being really mean and stuff. But that doesn't happen. Let's just be real. That doesn't happen. So it's me. It's like I start a new week, but I really would hope that through my relationship with God, that I can have conversations with him and not get fixated on what's going on around me, but day by day, but I can just like circle back at the end of the day and just kind of be like, okay, tomorrow I've noticed God, like, God, show me what I did wrong. And if you don't want to show me, just help me not do, like, help me do your works by keeping it in a positive light. That's what I, you know, need to work on praying towards, because it's so easy to be a B-I-T-C-H. It's so easy, guys. It's so easy for me. I will never shut up. That's my thing. I will speak my like thoughts, and I will, and I'm very like also robotic in a way where it's like someone asked me to do something and this is the dynamic, like I'm gonna do it, you know? And so I get kind of fixated and stuck, and then I just kind of black out. Yeah, it's really weird, but not actually black out, but just kind of like go tunnel vision, if that makes sense. So that's something that I obviously need to work on when it comes to relationships with others. I think that I can be a very loving person, and I know that I can be, you know, somebody who just shows love, but sometimes my, you know, alter ego gets in the way, and I think I'm gonna have an alter ego. It's gonna be, what should I name him or her? I don't know. I'm gonna say her, just because, you know, might as well. I don't act like dudish when I'm in an alter ego. I'm not really dudish anyway. What should I call her? I don't know. I need some options. What should I call my alter ego? I was thinking maybe Ari. I mean, my name's Ari. So then what else could I throw in there? Ari. Ari. I don't know what rhymes with Ari. Pari? No, it can't be Pari. That's weird. Erde, I mean, my name's Erde too. I mean, I don't know. Ariel? Ew. No, ew. I don't know, guys. I'm going to brainstorm on that one. I'm going to brainstorm and come up with a couple different things, but I'm gonna call my alter ego by name and just be like, dude, you need to go back. Go back where you belong in the alter world, whatever that means. Yeah, that's something that I definitely need to work on. But, you know, it comes with time. I'm only 25. It's okay. I try to give myself a lot of grace because there's so many things that I still need to learn. But with all that, it's just I realized that I did feel a little bit depressed yesterday. And it was just like a whiff of it. And then, you know, I realized that that's how I was feeling. And I was like, God, this isn't you. This isn't for you. I am your child. You made me amazing. I'm here to do your works. Let's help me remove these thoughts and move forward with my day. And then like that, just like that, it was gone. But I will say, like, my alter ego does get the best of me. And when I continuously do these things, it makes me feel horrible. I don't like dumping. I don't like brain dumping. I don't like talking, you know, bad about other people. I hate it. But it's part of the person that I used to be. That's just what I was, you know, my alter ego. She gets a little out of hand sometimes. Not a little, a lot. And it's in all aspects of my life. And so much of the time, I want to be the one who takes control. And, you know, the way that I felt this week, it was like, God doesn't have the power to fix this for me, so I'm going to fix it myself. Maybe he's the one telling me to do this. And that was like my constant battle. It was so frustrating because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to expect. And, you know, I asked for help, but it wasn't the help that I wanted. So then I got mad and kind of took things into my own hands. But needless to say, it wasn't wrong. I definitely don't think what I did was wrong. I just think that it was wrong for me because that's not the person that I want to be. I think that I handled it correctly, but it's just not the person that I am or the person that I am choosing to be now and in the future. I just want to live like I want God to, or I want to live vicariously through God. If that makes sense? No, that doesn't make sense. That vicariously is like when somebody's doing something and then you're like, oh, I can't go, so I'm just going to have to live vicariously through you, which means like they're going to be posting and then like you enjoy. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, that doesn't work out because God's not posting, but, yeah, I don't know, guys. It's hard. It's not easy. Sometimes I just want to just cuss some people out, but I can't. And by that, I mean in my personal life, not at work. I would never do that. Just in case there's any misconceptions. It's just so much going on, so many moving factors, and, you know, I just, sometimes, you know, just gets the best out of you. Just, I don't even know what to say, really. Past that, I think that we have the power to put a foot down every single day and know that, like, that's where we're gonna live and that's what we're gonna live by. Yeah, it's hard and it's rough, but, you know, we just gotta pray for each other and we just gotta work through it because that's what we're brought here to do as humans into this world, and that's what God brought us here to do, to serve. And we need to remember to give others grace because, you know, that's part of his word. You know, it's God's here to save the people who need redemption. And that's not, sometimes I used to think about it like, oh, well, you need Jesus, which is in fact, you know, the reason. But, you know, if you already know Jesus and you're already connected to him and you have a relationship with him, that makes you more understanding and you're already free, right? But the people who don't have Jesus and the people who are still kind of floating randomly through this world, they're the ones who we need to give lots of grace to because they don't know, and we need to protect them and we need to be kind, and we just need to show them like what God's mercy looks like through us as an example. And it's so dang hard. It's really hard, I will say, because a lot of the times we want to step in and use our own words and our own math. And the thing is, we try to justify it by saying, oh, I prayed for 5 seconds before I spoke, so that's what God told me to say. No, guys, we need to remember that God will make it work the way he needs it to work. We need to just take a step back. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know how this is going to function in his way, in his world and in his way. Like, it's not up to us to fix whatever problem. And we need to trust that God will fix it for us. Do you understand? Does that kind of make sense? Point is, we don't know how to fix things. We don't know how to do things. We know absolutely nothing. But what we can do is we can pray to God, and we can pray that He is the one who will solve it for us. And trust Him. Trust Him, really, that He's going to do whatever is right in His eyes. And we just can't be the ones to try to maneuver that, if that makes sense. But I don't know. I can't. It's just too much sometimes, but I'm too much a lot of the times. I don't know. It's just, I'm at a place where I was perfectly fine, but, you know, D-Dog just wants to send in a lot of reins to me, and that's fine because I can handle it. I feel like I am equipped, but sometimes, you know, my alter ego just gets the best of me, and I need to remind her to just stay in her place, stay in her lane, just shut up, mind your own business. And that's something that I'm working on. And, like, I can't be gossipy, which I don't think I am. I think that I'm very much a lot better than I used to be. Oh, I'm 100% better than I used to be. So, you know, these little slip-ups, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Live, laugh, love. I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.